Yom Rishon B'Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, Shir 6:18. Reb Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, Zecherno Livracha, was a Moyel, and he was Mal many thousands of children. There was a time that in the old city it was dangerous to go outside, the Arabs were upset, and they were hitting people and killing people. And it was Shabbos, and Reb Yosef Chaim was invited to be a Moyel for a bris in a far out place in the city. And even though it was a very dangerous situation, he said he's going. He's going to the bris. His family was very afraid. They tried to convince him out of it. It's simply a sakana to go where he's going. But he said what Chazal say, Shluchei mitzvah einu nizekim. He's not afraid. So he went. Usually he walked. There were Talmidim walking together with him. But now everyone was afraid. And he went by himself. He's walking besimcha to be able to do a mitzvah. And his family was obviously very concerned. They were davening. And a few hours later, he came back. And he was perfectly fine. Nothing happened to him. So his family ran over to him and they said, I understand that the mitzvah protected you. But why weren't you afraid? The streets are full of Arabs. Why weren't you terrified? How'd you go with such menuchas hanefesh and such simcha? And Rabbi Yosef Chaim smiled and he said, a davar neira, an amazing thing. He says, it's very poshut. I didn't think about them, and therefore they didn't think about me. When a person's going to do something and he's afraid, then he's under the jurisdiction of that thing. Chavis Havavis discusses this in Shara Betachin. Rabbi Yosef Chaim went, he was davuk b'Hashem, it was Shabbos, he was going to Bris Milah. Nothing else existed. He didn't think about the Arabs, he didn't think about the danger. And therefore, they weren't busy with him. When you walk with Bitachon, with the Rabbeinu Shlalom, and nobody else exists, they won't bother you, they won't do anything to you. Now, obviously, this is something that was technically a sakana. You have to be a Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld to do it. But it's a concept. The less we get caught up in the situations in life, the less we get afraid of all these individuals or all these situations that people are afraid of, the more we have bitachon b'Hashem and we understand that it's only the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the more Be'ezer Hashem will be protected and we'll see Yeshuas.